Time for Food for 9 Billion. It's our year-long look at the global challenge we face feeding the world. The Earth's population is now 7 billion. It'll be 9 billion by 2045. And with 1 in 7 people currently hungry, the question is, how are we going to feed them? One of the world's most recent success stories is the country of Brazil, where a government program called Zero Hunger has received a lot of attention for reducing hunger in that country. Here's reporter Cecilia Weissman with a question. What can Brazil teach the world?
People in Brazil have been fighting hunger since the 1940s, when hunger was endemic, especially in rural Brazil. But it wasn't until 2003 that things started to change. That's when the leftist union leader, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, was elected president. Lula, as he's known, grew up in poverty and was hungry as a child. One of the first things he did as president was make food a basic human right of the Brazilian people. Zero Hunger was the program he created to feed them. One of the places in Brazil people exercise their right to food is in Belo Horizonte, a city of 2.5 million people in central Brazil. This is popular restaurant number 2. It's one of 5 government-run cafeterias in the city, where you can get a heaping plateful of hot food for only 2 reais. That's about $1.10. When the doors open at 11, people start streaming in. This used to be only for poor people. But now, college students sit next to senior citizens and construction workers next to homeless people. There are nurses from the hospital across the street having lunch here, and cops in uniforms. On the menu today, rice, beans, ground beef, salad, and an apple. In an hour and a half, more than 4,000 people get lunch. This happens 3 times a day. 5 days a week.
This program is essential because of the ups and downs of capitalism.
That's manager Carlos Enrique Siqueira.
One day I might need this if I'm unemployed. Tomorrow you might need it.
It's this idea that government has a responsibility to offer healthy, inexpensive food to anybody who might need it. That's key to the Zero Hunger strategy. The former mayor of Belo Horizonte, Patrus Ananias, started the food programs in 1993.
Food is the most basic human right.
When Lula came into power and saw what Ananias and others were doing, he said, let's take it nationwide. He created a ministry to fight hunger. And with a budget of $2 billion a year, the Zero Hunger team set out to create a national food safety net. But they quickly realized something really important. Food programs are not enough. Riding the momentum that put him in office, Lula turned Zero Hunger into a vast web of social services.
It is the cash transfers that have had a key role in reducing poverty.
Cash transfers literally mean giving poor people money. If you go to Brazil today, people have almost forgotten about Zero Hunger. That's because it's morphed into Bolsa Família.
Eu recebo Bolsa Família.
Regiane Correa dos Santos is a perfect example of how the program's changed and how it's helping ordinary Brazilians. Correa dos Santos is 32 years old, has 3 young kids, and makes about $260 a month working as a maid. That puts her below the poverty line for a family of 4 and makes her eligible for an extra $40 a month in cash from the government. It isn't much, she says, but the extra cash does help. She opens her refrigerator. It's almost empty. When the government check arrives, which should be any day now, Correa dos Santos says she'll buy milk and meat. But here's where Bolsa Família could make a real difference in the long term. To get the monthly cash, Correa dos Santos must have her kids immunized and enrolled in school. This is causing a cultural shift in Brazil. Correa dos Santos never went to school. Now all 3 of her kids do. And in Brazil, with a booming economy, that means more opportunities. Our lives have changed a lot after Bolsa Família, she says. This is happening in families across Brazil. Cash transfers reach nearly 1/4 of Brazil's 200 million people. Since 2003, 23 million Brazilians have been lifted out of poverty, Marcelo Neri, an economist in Rio de Janeiro, says all the programs are adding up.
There is really a remarkable increase of income in Brazil, in the rural parts of Brazil, a sharp fall of poverty, an increase of the so-called middle class.
Over the past decade, Brazil has spent more than $35 billion on fighting hunger. Most of it was given directly to poor people. How do they pay for that? Simple. Economic growth. Since Lula came into power, Brazil has created more than 10 million jobs, discovered major oil fields, and the country's agricultural exports have become among the largest in the world. Lula and his successor, Dilma Rousseff, are both leftists, but they've aggressively supported big business and economic expansion and given some of the proceeds to the poor. Lula came into power making hunger a priority. He figured out what he needed to do, and he did it.
So I think the Brazilian story is a beautiful story. Of course, what we have to discuss is how to make these changes more sustainable.
So what can the world learn from Brazil about fighting hunger?
There is no general formula. There's no silver bullet.
José Graziano da Silva was Lula's Minister of Food Security. Now he's Director General of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Graziano da Silva's first challenge is figuring out how other countries without booming economies can create the political will and find the resources to attack hunger and poverty.
We need a big web of the whole society involved. It's not only the government that fights hunger. Civil society, private sector, has an important role to play in this game.
In other words, the key is that all of society needs to work together to make fighting hunger a priority. In Belo Horizonte, I'm Cecilia Weissman for Marketplace.